Day 1, Chapter 1, Introductory. Thus have I heard. The Buddha once lived on Mount Gurdhartuka in the city of King House. He was accompanied by 12,000 great bhikkhus. They were arhats. They had already eliminated the shravas and had no illusions. They had already benefited themselves, broken off the bonds of existence in the world of birth and death, and obtained liberty in their minds. They included Anjata, Kunjinya, Maha Kasyapa, Uravilya Kasyapa, Gaya Kasyapa, Nadi Kasyapa, Shariputta, Great Magayayana, Maha Katyayana, Aniruddha, Kafina, Gafampati, Rafata, Pilindasvata, Bakula, Maha Kastilya, Nanda, Suranda, Purna, who was the son of Maitreyana, Saputi, Ananda, and Rahula. They were great arhats, well known to the multitude. There were also 2,000 shravakas, some of whom had something more to learn, while others had nothing more to learn. Mahaprajapati Basuni was present with her 6,000 attendants. Yashodhara Basuni, the mother of Rahula, was also present with her attendants. There were also 80,000 bodhisattva mahasattvas. They never faltered in seeking Anuttara Sambhak Sambodhi. They had already obtained Dharanis, turned the irrevocable wheel of the Dharma with eloquence, according to the wishes of all living beings, made offerings to many hundreds of thousands of Buddhas, and planted the roots of virtue under those Buddhas by whom they had always been praised. They had already trained themselves out of their compassion towards others, entered the way to the wisdom of the Buddha, obtained great wisdom, and reached the other shore, so that their fame had already extended over innumerable worlds. They had already saved many hundreds of thousands of living beings. They included Manjusiddhi Bodhisattva, World Voice Perceiver Bodhisattva, Great Power Obtainer Bodhisattva, Constant Endeavor Bodhisattva, Never Resting Bodhisattva, Treasured Palm Bodhisattva, Medicine King Bodhisattva, Brave and Giving Bodhisattva, Treasure Moon Bodhisattva, Moonlight Bodhisattva, Full Moon Bodhisattva, Great Power Bodhisattva, Immeasurable Power Bodhisattva, Transcending Triple World Bodhisattva, Pragnapala Bodhisattva, Maitreya Bodhisattva, Accumulated Treasure Bodhisattva, and Leading Teacher Bodhisattva. 80,000 Bodhisattva Mahasattvas such as these were present. Chakra, Dividend, Andrid was also present. 20,000 gods were attending on him. There were also Beautiful Moon God, Universal Fragrance God, Treasure Light God, and the four great heavenly kings. 10,000 gods were attending on them. Freedom God and Great Freedom God were also present. 30,000 gods were attending on them. Brahman Heavenly King, who was the Lord of the Saha world, Great Brahman Shinkin and Great Brahman Light were also present. 12,000 gods were attending on them. There were also 8 Dragon Kings, Nanda Dragon King, Upananda Dragon King, Sagara Dragon King, Vasuki Dragon King, Taksaka Dragon King, Anavapata Dragon King, Manasavan Dragon King, and Upalaka Dragon King, each accompanied by hundreds of thousands of attendants. There were also the 4 Kimnara Kings, Dharma Kimnara King, Wonderful Dharma Kimnara King, Great Dharma Kimnara King, and Dharma Keeping Kimnara King, each accompanied by hundreds of thousands of attendants. There were also the 4 Grandharva Kings, Musical Grandharva King, Musical Voice Grandharva King, Beautiful Grandharva King, and Beautiful Voice Grandharva King, each accompanied by hundreds of thousands of attendants. There were also the 4 Asura Kings, Balan Asura King, Karaskanda Asura King, Vitmasetra Asura King, Rahu Asura King, each accompanied by hundreds of thousands of attendants. There were also the 4 Garuda Kings, Great Power Virtue Garuda King, Great Body Garuda King, Great Fulfillment Garuda King, Free at Will Garuda King, each accompanied by hundreds of thousands of attendants. King Asatajatru, who was the son of Vaidehi, was also present with his hundreds of thousands of attendants. They each worshipped the feet of the Buddha, retired, and sat to one side. Thereupon the 4 kinds of devotees who were surrounding the world honored one, made offerings to him, respected him, honored him, and praised him. The world honored one expounded the sutra of the great vehicle called Innumerable Teachings, the Dharma for Bodhisattvas, the Dharma upheld by the Buddhas. Having expounded this sutra, the Buddha sat cross-legged facing the east and entered into the Samadhi for the purport of innumerable teachings. His body and mind became motionless. Thereupon the gods rain Mandarva flowers, Maha Mandarva flowers, Manjusaka flowers, and Maha Manjusaka flowers upon the Buddha and the great multitude. The world of the Buddha quaked in the six ways. The great multitude of the congregation, which included Bhiskus, Bhisunis, Apsakas, and Apsikas, gods, dragons, Yaskas, and grand harvests, Ashutas, Garudas, Kamnadas, Maragas, men and non-human beings, the kings of small countries, and the wheel-turning holy kings were astonished. They rejoiced, joined their hands together towards the Buddha, and looked up at him with one mind. Thereupon the Buddha emitted a ray of light from the white curls between his eyebrows, and illumined all the quarters of 18,000 worlds in the east, down to the Avijja hell of each world, and up to the Askansha heaven of each world. The congregation saw from this world the living beings of the six regions of those worlds. They also saw the present Buddhas of those worlds. They also heard the Dharma expounded by those Buddhas. They also saw the Bhiskus, Bhisunis, Apsakas, and Apsikas of those worlds who had already attained the various fruits of the enlightenment by their various practices. They also saw the Bodhisattva Mahasattvas of those worlds who were practicing the way of Bodhisattvas in various ways according to the variety of their karmas, which they had done in their previous existence, and also according to the variety of their ways of understanding the Dharma by faith. They also saw the past Buddhas of those worlds who had already entered into parinirvana. They also saw the stupas of the seven treasures, which had been erected to enshrine the shariyas of those Buddhas after their parinirvana. Thereupon Maitreya Bodhisattva thought, "The world-honored one is now displaying a wonder, that is, a good omen. Why is he displaying this good omen? The Buddha, the world-honored one, has entered into a samadhi. Whom shall I ask why he is displaying this inconceivable rare thing? Who can answer my question?" He thought again. "This Manjusiti, the king of the Dharma, has already met innumerable Buddhas and made offerings to them in his previous existence. He must have seen this rare thing before. Now I will ask him." At that time, the Bhiskus, Bhisunis, Apsakas, and Apsikas, gods, dragons, and other supernatural beings thought, "Whom shall we ask why the Buddha is emitting this ray of light, that is, why he is displaying this wonder?" At that time, the congregation included the four kinds of devotees, Bhiskus, Bhisunis, Apsakas, and Apsikas. They also included gods, dragons, and other supernatural beings. Maitreya Bodhisattva, wishing to have his doubts removed and also understanding the minds of the congregation, asked Manjusiti, "Why is the world-honored one displaying this good omen, this wonder? Why is he emitting a great ray of light illumining 18,000 worlds in the east and causing us to see those beautifully adorned worlds of those Buddhas?" Thereupon Maitreya Bodhisattva, wishing to repeat what he had said, asked him in Gathas, "Manjusiti, why is the leading teacher emitting a great ray of light from the white curls between his eyebrows? The gods rain Mandarava flowers and Manjusaka flowers. A breeze carrying the fragrance of Kandana is delighting the multitude. Because of this, the ground has become beautiful and pure, and this world quaked in the six ways. The four kinds of devotees are joyful. They are happier than ever in body and mind. The light from the white curls between the eyebrows of the Buddha illumines 18,000 worlds in the east. Those worlds look golden colored. I see from this world the living beings of the six regions extending down to the Avijja hell and up to the highest heaven of each of those worlds. I see the region to which each living being is to go, the good or evil karmas he is doing, and the rewards or retributions he is going to have. I also see the Buddhas, the saintly masters, the lion-like ones who are expounding the most wonderful sutra with their pure and gentle voices and teaching many billions of bodhisattvas. The Brahman voices of the Buddhas are deep and wonderful, causing people to wish to hear them. I also see the Buddha of each of those worlds expounding his right teachings to all living beings in order to cause them to attain enlightenment. He expounds this teaching with stories of previous lives and with innumerable parables and similes to those who are confronted with sufferings and tired of old age, disease, and death, the Buddha expounds the teaching of nirvana and causes them to eliminate these sufferings. To those who have merits, who have already made offerings to past Buddhas, and who are now seeking the more excellent teaching, the Buddha expounds the way of cause knowers. The Buddha's sons, who are performing various practices and who are seeking unsurpassed wisdom, the Buddha expounds the pure way. Manjusiti, I see and hear hundreds of thousands of millions of things such as this. From this world, I will tell you briefly some more of them. I see as many bodhisattvas as of those worlds as there are sands in the river Ganges who are seeking the enlightenment of the Buddha in various ways according to their environments. Some of them practice almsgiving. They joyfully give treasures such as gold, silver, pearls, mani, shells, agates, and diamonds. They also give men servants or maid servants, vehicles or palanquins adorned with treasures. They proceed to the enlightenment of the Buddha by the merits obtained thereby. Wishing to obtain this vehicle, the most excellent vehicle in the triple world, the vehicle praised by the Buddhas. Some bodhisattvas give jeweled chariots, yoked with four horses, equipped with various railings and flower canopies, and adorned on all sides. I also see some bodhisattvas offering their flesh, or their limbs, or their wives, or their children, in order to attain unsurpassed enlightenment. I also see some bodhisattvas joyfully offering their heads, or their eyes, or their bodies, in order to attain the wisdom of the Buddha. Manjusiti, I see some kings coming to a Buddha and asking him about unsurpassed enlightenment. They have renounced the world of pleasures, left their palaces, parted from their ministers and women, and shaved their beard and hair. They now wear monastic robes. I also see some bodhisattvas becoming bhikkhus, living alone in retired places and joyfully reciting sutras. I also see some bodhisattvas zealously and courageously entering remote mountains and pondering the enlightenment of the Buddha. I also see some of them, having given up desires and living in retired places, entering deep into dhyana concentration and obtaining the five supernatural powers. I also see some bodhisattvas finding peace in dhyana, joining their hands together towards the Buddha, and praising the king of the Dharma with tens of millions of gathas. I also see some bodhisattvas resolute in mind. They have obtained profound wisdom by questioning the Buddha, and now they remember what they heard from him. I also see some sons of the Buddha concentrating their minds, having wisdom, expounding the Dharma to the multitude with innumerable parables and similes, expounding the Dharma with joy, teaching other bodhisattvas, defeating the army of Mara, and beating the drum of the Dharma. I also see some bodhisattvas being tranquil and peacefully calm, not delighting in being respected by gods or dragons. I also see some bodhisattvas living in forest and emitting rays of light in order to save the denizens in hell and cause them to enter the way to Buddhahood. I also see some sons of the Buddha walking about forest without sleeping in order to attain the enlightenment of the Buddha. I also see some of them observing the precepts with due deportment and keeping purity like that of gems in order to attain the enlightenment of the Buddha. I also see some sons of the Buddha enduring abuse or blows with sticks inflicted by arrogant people in order to attain the enlightenment of the Buddha. I also see some bodhisattvas giving up wanton pleasures, parting from foolish companions, approaching men of wisdom, controlling their minds from distraction, and concentrating their minds in hills or forests for thousands of billions of years in order to attain the enlightenment of the Buddha. I also see some bodhisattvas offering delicious food or drink and hundreds of kinds of medicines to the Buddha and the Sangha. Some offer garments or beautiful robes worth tens of millions or beyond monetary value to the Buddha and the Sangha. Some offer thousands of billions of jeweled houses made of kandana and wonderful bedding to the Buddha and the Sangha. Some offer the pure gardens and forests abounding in flowers and fruits and furnished with rivers, springs, and pools for bathing to the Buddha and the Sangha. To those bodhisattvas making offerings to those wonderful things joyfully and entirely in order to attain unsurpassed enlightenment. Some bodhisattvas expound the truth of tranquil extinction with with various expedients, teach innumerable living beings. I also see some bodhisattvas who attain the following truth. The nature of things is not dual. It is formless like the sky. I also see some sons of the Buddha having no attachment to the in their minds. They seek unsurpassed enlightenment. With this wonderful wisdom, Manjusuti, some bodhisattvas make offerings to the Sharias of a Buddha after his extinction. I also see some sons of the Buddha adorning the worlds of the Buddha with as many stupa mausoleums as there are sands in the river Ganges. Those stupas of treasures are lofty and wonderful. They are 5,000 yojandas high and 2,000 yojandas wide and deep. Each of the stupa mausoleums has 1,000 pairs of banners and streamers. It also has curtains adorned with gems. It also has jeweled bells ringing. Gods, dragons, men, and non-human beings constantly offer incense, flowers, and music to the stupa mausoleums. Manjusuti, those sons of the Buddha adorn the stupa mausoleums and offer adornments of their sharias to the Buddha. The worlds of that Buddha naturally become as wonderful and as beautiful as the flowers of a kingly tree in full bloom on top of Mount Sumeru. The multitude of this congregation and I can see the various wonderful things of those worlds by the ray of light of the Buddha of this world. The supernatural powers of the Buddha and his wisdom are rare. He is illumining innumerable worlds by emitting a pure ray of light. We are astonished at seeing those worlds. Manjusuti, son of the Buddha, remove our doubts. The four kinds of devotees are looking up at you and at me, wishing to know why this ray of light is emitted by the World Honored One. Son of the Buddha, answer me, remove our doubts and cause us to rejoice. For what purpose is the Buddha emitting this ray of light? Does he wish to expound the wonderful Dharma which he attained when he was sitting at the place of enlightenment? Does he wish to assure us of our future Buddhahood? He shows us the worlds of the Buddhas adorned with many treasures. We can see the Buddhas of those worlds. This cannot be for some insignificant reason. Manjusuti, know this, the four kinds of devotees and the dragons are looking at you thinking, what is he going to say? Here ends day one.